I don't know.
Alright, call the meeting to order for the special grants meeting. May 16th, 3:30. In reference to the CDBG. Alright, do a roll call. And?
Here.
Lisa, oh, never mind. Helen.
Hi.
Bruce.
Here.
Jesse.
Here.
James.
Here.
And I'm here, Erica and Chrissy are running late, should be here. Judy said she will not be here. Alright, any public comment? Alright. Approval of reports, none. Alright. Review the CDBG competitive projects, receive fact sheet, community development block grant.
Alright, I gave you guys all updated fact sheets and pointing. The fact sheets changed a little bit because I noticed a couple typos from the initial ones that went out in the packet, but now they do match what's on the scoring sheet. So that is why those are updated. Just a real quick review, for purposes of the CDBG national objectives, we're looking at communities or project areas that are 15.1% low mod income or higher, and then we are looking to serve primarily residential areas. And I just want to remind you of what our high priority projects are: the water, sewer, drainage, and fire stations equipment or fire station developments. Medium would be street improvements like overlay, sidewalk, street lighting, senior citizen centers, bridge replacements, and low priority would be sidewalks. And we're going to talk about project impact when we get in here, and what we're meaning by that is how many people will you these grant dollars go ahead and serve. So if we have 100,000 people going to benefit from a fire truck acquisition, then it would be $1 per person, so they would get the highest pointing. They would fall under the $1 to 100, so they'd get 5 points. So we only divided it into grant funding requested, so actually every request was $100,000. So it's people served divided into $100,000, and that's how we came up with the per capita, just for reference. Allocation levels, we looked at how many dollars were received by the community over the past 5 years. We did tweak this a little bit per your recommendations last year, and if a community had zero funding over the past 5 years, they did get 6 points. In previous years it was 5. Allocation, if a community received funding last year, they were deducted 3 points. They were deducted 3 points, and if they did not receive funding last year, they got 2. And just a reminder, these documents needed to be present and current in order for the community to either have a valid application or not receive deduction points. So if you guys, this is the application submission. You also have that on the legal size piece of paper. We got our numbers from HUD, and we have figured out we did get a slight increase in funding, and we can fund 7 projects at $700,000. And this is where we pointed out. So if we're looking at the first 7, it would go through Woodover Township on the list. But I do have the detail of all the projects here, and I can go through all that for you. So if you want to start, we can start with that. First up was the Venice Township at the Eagle Park subdivision. They wanted to do asphalt overlay. They got 51 points. They wanted to put $100,000 towards it. This community has one of the highest concentration of low mod in the area at 84.32%. They would be serving 186 residents. That's kind of low because this was qualified on an income survey. And so they are one of our highest pointing applications, 54 points possible, and they got a 51. So any questions about that? Here's what the area looks like. kind of hard to see that far away, but it really does need some, it really needs a little love with some overlay. So in the past 5 years or so, they had new water mains, and they have the middle of their streets all torn up. So in several areas through there, they have patches from new streets.
Part of this is Namioka Township, right? And the other part is
Yes, Venice. If they will be doing any parts with Namioka Township, they will have an intergovernmental grant agreement. Yes, they will have a cooperation agreement so that they can do that there.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're anticipating a lot of it being in Namioka.
It's a very poor area.
Right, it is. It is. And I don't foresee that being an issue. So, because in Eagle Park, it's kind of weird. It's almost like an edge of a postage stamp where it kind of zigs and zags, and they just really can't. The street asphalt would look kind of funky if they did that. So it's in this case not, when a little bit is in the other township, it's not out of the norm.
Right, because I think it's only a couple of streets. On, like you say, on the end, that's
and it's
Namioka.
Like,
used to be 100 families. But
no, not in either part for Namioka.
Okay.
Namioka has some residents.
Yeah, and
you
it's
know,
not
but
a
it's
lot.
Not, but it's not a lot of them.
No.
So. I kind of like how many now. Mm-hmm. You know what it's.
Well, they've had a lot of demos in there, so yeah. There's a lot of vacant land, and
oh,
I know
oh,
that I noticed
right.
at mm-hmm. least one or two burnouts when I was yeah. out there yeah. and around that need to be demoed too. So. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any questions about Venice Township?
You said it serves 186 residents, but that's low. So is it actually more than that? Or?
So
like the
their block group, their census tract and block group doesn't qualify as low mod via the 2010 census, which, I mean, we didn't understand why. We think they kind of tweaked the boundaries or something, or maybe the residents in this census tract didn't return the census information. So we did a survey for that, and since we did a survey for that, we for the area counted who responded to the survey. So there actually might be more there, but since only 186 residents responded, that's why the number's the way it is. Now, if they qualified in a census block group, it would be a little bit bigger because we take the block group number. Does that make sense?
Better.
Okay. But they still got funded with one of the highest grading out. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know. Or
I was just hoping
we
were
think they're going to get funded with one of the highest grading point
yeah.
areas. So.
And in effect, since everyone didn't respond, the repairs is going to benefit everyone,
yes.
even if they didn't respond.
Right.
It's
right.
still going to benefit them.
But in order for us to qualify the survey, we had 75% mm-hmm. or more of the residents' response.
That
so we,
they did.
We have a pretty good response rate for what's out there. So
I was just kind of looking at the
yeah.
per person, how much money that is.
Yep.
I think the residents of Namioka will still benefit from what's being done there.
Well, there's
yeah.
no doubt,
yeah.
but
there
it'll be some.
Yeah.
It's not the primary focus, though.
Yeah.
So, because they're kind of on the perimeter.
Yeah, thank you.
So next in the pointing, it's a tie. It's between Edwardsville and Godfrey, and Edwardsville is just pictured first because of the alphabetical order. So, it's Fifth Avenue drainage improvements. They wanted to do some curb and gutter inlets and just a complete overhaul from Troy Road to Bryan Avenue. They'll also scoop in some of Bryan Avenue and Longfellow, serving 700 residents, and the area is 77.14% low mod. This is the only municipality or township out of all the top seven who has had funding in the past 5 years. Everybody else has had zero funding in the past 5 years. So if you look at the pictures, you will see that they at one time probably had drainage ditches, but they are all silted in, if you will, for lack of a better word, probably crimps, culverts that are out there, and they're wanting to go to a more upgraded system, underground system. Did I miss anything, Mr. Serco?
Not really. Yeah, it'd be similar to the previous projects we've done in 2014 and 16 cycles for 4th Avenue and 3rd Avenue, where we install gutters on both sides of the road, storm sewer facilities, and while we're there, we upgrade the road to an asphalt surface, install sidewalks, driveway aprons, everything.
ADA?
Yep. ADA ramps. Try to check them all off. Make it usable for everybody.
Any questions regarding Edwardsville's project? Next up, with also 50 points, is the Village of Godfrey. They haven't received funds in the past 5 years. I don't even remember the last time they were able to apply. They did have an eligible area now. So in the Wickmore subdivision, they would like to do some sewer lining. They actually have an active lawsuit against them from the EPA. So this would be of great help to get them in compliance with the EPA. This will be benefiting 1,005 people of the Village of Godfrey. And I can't really show good pictures. We went out and drove all these places, obviously, but this is just showing the above ground. I didn't go take pictures of the sewer.
Well,
I don't have that kind of time or technology. Sorry. Any questions about the Village of Godfrey's application?
So will the help that we give them be beneficial to get them in line with the EPA?
It's going to help, but they're contemplating what Alton's doing, selling their system.
Right.
Okay, let me rephrase that. In the area that they line, it'll get that area in compliance. But, I mean, I don't know how far the problem extends. So. So next on line is the Village of Roxana, and they would like to do a water main extension on Thomas Street from Route 111 to Reller Road. This will serve 700 people, and they're 57.14% low mod, not having been funded in the past 5 years. And it's right next to the old Dollar Theater, if you remember going there.
I know. Yeah. We went there all the time.
My paper says to South Roxana, but it's been corrected on your slide. I was just going to ask you that. It says Route 111 to Reller Street in South Roxana, but that's incorrect.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right.
Yes. No, it's Roxana. It's not South Roxana.
I just want to make sure. It's definitely different.
Yeah. Really,
it's okay, because it was right on the slide.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No. It's
really is Roxana.
Yep. I know it.
Yep.
I caught walk those streets my whole life.
Because I gave out updated ones too.
Yeah, I came in late. So.
Yeah.
That was probably what I was handed.
Yes, that's probably what you were handed. So.
I'm looking at
the Village of South Roxana in Roxana.
Right.
But this is Roxana.
I meant Roxana in this case, yes. So next up is the City of Wood River. They would like to do waterline improvements in the Hawthorne area. It's actually when in an alleyway east of 6th Street from Esther Avenue to the south of the city limits. So it's really kind of hard to explain, but it's actually taking place in an alleyway. The area is 55.97% low mod. They will be benefiting 670 people. They again have not had funding in the last 5 years. And then this is where the road work would be taking place. Any questions about that one? Next up is Mamioka Township, 46 points. This one was qualified by an income survey as well. So if you look down, Erica, this is where I'm talking, they were only gonna serve 57 residents because of that two responded in the income survey. 54.39% low mod, and they want to go do dirt curb and drainage underground culverts, and then while they're out there, they're also going to fix an existing pump station. And this is the area we're looking at. As you can see, there's no culverts or ditches remaining.
It's a very good project.
No.
I know.
No.
Very good to do. Oh my God, we have so many problems in that area. I'm glad to see it come before this committee.
Any questions regarding the Amioki Township's project? Right, next then is Wood River Township, which is also at 46 points, so they were tied. Wood River Township would be sponsoring the Cottage Hills Fire Protection District for the acquisition of a used fire truck. Theirs was evidently totaled, and they're borrowing another district's truck. So this would benefit 7,839 people, and they're at 51.1% low mod, and they have not had funding in the past 5 years either.
They're renting that truck.
Okay.
Renting a Bethalda truck.
Oh, they're renting? Okay, I didn't realize. Well, you know, they're using someone else's.
Yes, absolutely.
It was involved in a crash.
Yes, it would boom. So I don't have any pictures because we don't have anything purchased. There's nothing to take a picture of for this one. But are there any questions regarding Wood River Township's application?
So a fire truck is $100,000. I would think it was more than that.
It is, but they were willing to buy a used one. So they feel that they can buy a compliant used one for $100,000.
Then they got some insurance money. And money from the sale.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on these? Yeah, no, a new one's about 400,000.
Yeah.
Starting.
For same.
Right. Yeah.
Did they not have to throw in 10%? Was that, am I dreaming?
They don't have to. If you look, you know what, I have, if someone has their packet, the application's there. They can leverage and get extra points, and they didn't have any money to leverage. So they did not. And I went back and forth about the sale of the insurance money and all, and they're adamant that there wasn't any, so I couldn't give them extra points for that. Because that would have been more points. I think they would have, to get maximum points, they would have needed to leverage 15%. So, okay. Even 5% would have gotten them 2 points, but.
Well, they still made it, so.
Yeah, they did. And I was worried about that, uh-huh, with no leverage.
Okay.
So next is the Village of New Douglas. It's a decent project, but the income survey that we did for them had them only serving 13 people. So that's what really hurt them, because it was such a high per capita. And then next was the Village of Livingston. Also a great project. They were served last, they received funds last year. So that knocked them down. If they hadn't received funds last year, they would have had a three-way tie for 46. Village of Alhambra, it's a good project, but they've had funding the last 3 to 5 years. So that's what knocked them down so low. Mm-hmm. The City of Venice, again, great project, but they've had funding the last 3 to 5 years, so that's what's, and then they had some last year, so that's what's gotten them so low. The Village of Warden, good project, but again, this is an income survey only serving 48 people, so it brings the per capita up really high, and that was what was keeping them at a lower area. And then the City of Madison, great project again. 3 years they've had funding over the past 3 out of 5 years, and then last year as well, so that was another reason why that they pointed out so low this time. Then as we talked about last week, the city of Highlands, their application was disqualified because they did not have a recent, within the past 12 calendar years, ADA self-evaluation and transition plan. And in the application, that was written in that if it's not there and current and included, that the application will be returned and not claimed. And then the same thing for the Village of South Roxanna. Any questions? Right, yeah.
They didn't do all the proper, didn't come under all the proper.
They didn't get that. They didn't give us a current ADA self-evaluation and transition plan.
Okay, if they tried it again,
if they turned it in next year, depending on how everybody else grades, they have a really good chance of getting funded.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
But it depends on if they turn it in and if they have everything in line, and then it depends on how all the other applications fund out too.
Okay. Thank you.
So you can't really predict next year.
Well, didn't you say with Bylan, if they had start their project,
if they would go ahead and start it in the summer, like some of the newspaper articles I've read have alluded to, then no community can use CDBG funds for something that happened in the past.
Right.
So if someone would break ground before we would have our funds in, then say they got awarded funding, but before the start of the fiscal year, we would take their funds back and go to the next person on the line.
Does that include even engineering and architectural work, or do they actually have to?
Well, in these cases, for everybody that's applied, the municipalities are going to be paying for their engineering and architectural. So that's excluded. However, if they were in part of their grant asking us, Madison County, to pay for it, then yes, that would apply to it as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if Highland wants some money on their senior center, they better wait.
I mean, they can go ahead, if they're paying for architectural, they can go ahead and have that done. But if they want us to give them any money, and that would include, if they would come to us for a loan, that would be the same with the loan. They couldn't have us pay back the loan either. So
in South Roxanna, their water lines are deteriorated so bad.
That's not for a water line, that's for drainage.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I would have thought they would put in for. But you got to do it right.
Yeah, I don't.
Thank you.
I don't know. Any other questions?
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
How does the committee feel? You have $700,000. Motion to fund the top seven?
I'll make a motion to fund the top seven.
Second.
I'll do a roll call. Erica?
Yes.
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Liz? Lisa?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Ellen? Bruce? Jesse?
Aye.
Yes.
James?
Aye.
I'll vote aye. All right. I'll let the record show. Liz, Erica, and Chrissy are here.
Then I'll prepare a resolution for the first seven projects for the Grants Committee for June.
All right. Thank you very much. Any administrative reports? You?
We were gone last week when you guys met, so we were in Nashville in economic development training and learned a lot. Brains were kind of full and mushy by the time we got done, but it was fun, so we brought some new tools and some new resources back.
I'd ask you about the predators, but it doesn't seem like that you're part of the collection. <much more sports.
laughs> I did get to go.
Whoa!
Yeah. I got one finally.
I did get to go tour their stadium, but we didn't get to go in and see the actual arena because
Justin Timberlake was there setting up for his concert that night, so we weren't allowed in.
All right, thank you. Anybody have anything else? If not, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
9:43.